USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the accused mastermind behind the September 11th terror attack, and four other high-profile detainees at the United States' detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, resumed a pretrial hearing on Tuesday. The five detainees appearing in court together, smiling in an apparently jovial mood for the first time in 500 days due to delays brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden is speaking after getting a tour of parts of Queens, New York that were battered by the remnants of Hurricane Ida.
These waves crashed through the streets here, testing the aging infrastructure and taking lives. More lives were taken here than down in Louisiana.
Biden's visit comes after he approved the disaster declaration for New York State. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an election bill into law. The Republican governor telling reporters it's a great bill because it expands early voting to 12 days, noting it's longer than President Biden's home state of Delaware. Abbott saying the bill will also make it harder for ballot harvesting and cheating to happen. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is holding a press conference in Lakeland. The governor saying he's excited that there will be full capacity crowds at football games, including the NFL opener on Thursday when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosts the Dallas Cowboys.
It would have been nice to have more people there than were in the stadium. And my view was, look, you say you can only have 25,000 people, but yet after the game, you got 100,000 people, swarm in the streets. What honest difference does that make at that point? So I wanted to have that for the Super Bowl last year, but I'm glad they're going to be able to do it.
USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Over 7 million Americans lost their expanded unemployment benefits on Labor Day as pandemic unemployment programs expired. Many states have already ended the pandemic benefits prior to yesterday, with some governors claiming that it was keeping people from taking available jobs. Brent Brashear owns Doc's Smokehouse, and he says he's having a hard time finding people to work at his restaurant due to the enhanced unemployment benefits.
Unemployment right now is back to a pre-pandemic level, yet everybody I know in the restaurant business is having a really difficult time hiring people. The benefits ending, it can't hurt, but I don't think it's going to be some kind of panacea where all of a sudden everyone is fully staffed again.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jason Kramer also owns a diner. He tells Fox News as well.
I couldn't even get people to walk in the door to even explain to them, listen, I'm willing to compromise and give you a living wage. It is strictly about capitalism. I took the risk. I put my life on the line. I put everything, I worked hard. But I was willing to even share my wealth, the minimum that we were making, with the employees. But I couldn't get people even in the door. You have all these statistics saying, with all these millions of people want jobs, where are they at? This administration is not middle class friendly and would never be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.